마치
Special K, what are you about to do right now?
You already know, Jay Lit. I'm about to black out.
Me too.
Hell yeah. It's time for everyone's favorite blackout.
The one they actually remember?
That's right. Sports, music, interviews.
Now that sounds like a good night.
It's the best 2-hour blackout of your life, and it starts right now. What is up? It's
hey, Special K.
And Jay Lit.
What up?
Woo!
How you feeling tonight, Kyle?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesdays, I like Wednesdays, personally.
I guess. I only have one class.
I have zero classes.
Oh. Well, mine got canceled today, so I just kind of kicked it.
What'd you do all day? I heard you got beat by Mason in hockey.
Finally. About time you beat me. You know, just relax. Took advantage. Finally not having something.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
Ben,
like, welcome to your life. And Ben Wing's yes. Like...
Ben always gets mad at me for not having class. I'm like, it's not my fault I'm beautiful.
True that. Well, yeah, you're taking the same class twice.
Yeah. Oh, man. Gotta love calm and taking the same class three times and not realizing it.
What an idiot. I don't get how you did that.
I'm not really sure either.
Mason, I keep thinking you're not coming back every week and you always show up. Don't
seriously,
you have stuff
though.
To do?
We always think he's not coming back, and then he shows up, and apparently he dropped the class he was supposed to have tutoring, so we need
to
really?
Talk.
That's why? That's why he's here.
Or we need to talk about Mason always fighting Sean today.
Would have killed him.
Dude, I think he would beat you.
If in his dreams, maybe, but...
yeah.
I think he would.
Not a chance.
I'd pay to see that fight.
He'd save all your punches.
I'll let him get a couple ends.
Unless you can shoot
girl.
Over 100 miles an hour, then it's not going to hurt him, all right?
Has he can't said shoot. That
yeah, you told Blake that.
No, he said if your punch is at over 100 miles per hour, then it's not going to hurt.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, right? Because he just takes shots all day with his chest pad on.
All
so he's
day,
used to getting hit with
day,
a chest pad.
All night.
He loves getting balls in the face.
Yeah, so we got a big show ahead of us. We got football. We got some lax news. We got everything.
We got some other. We have surfing news this week.
No, Reed,
we yeah, we really? Do. We
shout out to Reed.
Shout out to Reed. Dude.
Reed, up snarf.
He's inked with that.
Dude, it's for his grandpa, right?
No,
you must feel like a dick.
No,
now.
I don't. It doesn't change that. It looks weird.
Waves.
Why is it? It's waves.
Yeah.
It's being one with the ocean.
Yeah.
And why?
What's up, Blake?
What's up, Blake? No, I'll just bring your stuff to practice tomorrow. Blake leaves his gear in my car. Oh, you left your keys in my car? Oh, God. So, yeah, we got a good show coming up. I got to take care of Blake because he's like a 3-year-old right now. So we're going to hop to a quick break. We'll be right back.
He can't think of anything funny to say. He's just smiling.
He's just like, eh.
All right, go to
bed. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We got a great show. Yeah, radio.dominican.edu. It's the Blackout.
Where'd you get Monster Squad?
We'll be right back.
goals, or is it just my De La song? What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being De La, it's just me, myself, and I. 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 Now you tease my plug one style and my plug one spectacles. You say plug one and two are hippies, nowhere, not that's pure plug bull. Always pushing that we formed an image, there's no need to lie. When it comes to being plug one, it's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I. Proud, I'm proud of what I am. Poems I speak, the plug too tight. Please, oh please, let plug to be himself, not what you read or write. Right is wrong when hype is written on the soul, De La, that is. Style is surely our own thing, not the false disguise of showbiz. De La soul is from the soul, and in fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Myself and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory for plug one and two. But that glory's been denied by cassids and gookie eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts with the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the fourth day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Woo! All right, blackout. We're back. I'm Special K. He's Jay Lit. Mason Mooney.
Moonster.
The Moonstar.
All right, bye everyone.
Are you leaving right now?
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Because his girlfriend's on campus.
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, they are.
Seriously though.
All right, so what are we talking about first, Special K?
I was going to give that one to you, but, I mean, since you asked me, we mentioned Mac Miller's debut album last week.
Yes, we did.
And then we said that it was predicted to sell 100,000 copies.
Okay.
And that'd be really good for independent artist, independent label.
Yeah.
He actually sold, guess if it was higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher.
Higher? How much higher?
Enough to party. I don't know, dude.
Enough to
just
party.
Just tell me if you have the number.
148,000. Almost 150. That's the estimate. It was 148,915 is the estimate.
Damn.
For independent artist debut album, that's impressive numbers.
Even though it was a weak-ass album, yeah, that was pretty cool.
It wasn't weak.
It was weak. It sucked, dude.
Dude. It's good.
There is no songs that I like. There's like three, but...
I like all but like two.
Dude, his mixtapes, I can listen to those, and I like every like song on the mixtape. And this one, I can listen to them. They're just not that cool.
They're sick.
No, they're not. I don't like it. He's one of my favorite artists, if not my favorite artist.
I should have bought the edited version so we could play more of his songs. So we could actually debate this, and I could put on his songs and be like, this one's tight, this one's tight, this one's tight.
And then I would just play the whole mixtapes, like Best Day Ever.
Yeah. All right.
Or High Life, or any of them.
Blue Slide Park is sick.
Yeah,
missed
I like that
calls
one.
Is sick.
Yeah, I like that one.
English Lane is whack. It's like a minute and a half, yeah. And it's just weird. Under the Weather is sick. Frick Park Market is sick.
Frick sick.
One Last Thing's not that sick. Of the Soul is sick. No. Up All Night is sick. Of the
Up
Soul
All
is
Night's
tight.
Stupid, dude.
Up All Night's fun. It gets you like ready to go, ready to party.
It's cool, but then it's annoying.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I agree with you there.
These songs, if they weren't Mac Miller, if it was someone else you've never heard of and you heard this, you would not think it was cool.
Yeah, I would, though.
No, you wouldn't.
They're good beats. I like the beats.
Some of the beats are weird.
Some of them, yeah, but like it's different. It's like you think Waka's like the best rapper.
Waka's right. Sick. You can't not like Waka.
You can, though. Not you true. Can like Waka, but he's not a good rapper.
Dude, haters gonna hate, taters gonna tate, dude.
What's a tater?
Potato, dude. Ask Emmett.
Why is a potato gonna tate?
Hey, dude, dictator's gonna dictate. Doesn't matter. Just go with it.
All right. My Team is sick. Diamonds and Gold is sick. Loitering's not
Diamonds
that
and
cool.
Gold is only cool because he says lacrosse in the song.
Exactly.
That's
so it's
reason.
Cool.
That's the only reason it's cool.
Yeah, so it's still cool.
I guess.
It makes sense. Loitering's not that cool.
No, it's not even. It's bad to do in public, too.
Yeah, loitering. It's illegal. It's like $1,000 fine in some places.
I actually saw someone getting in trouble for that once.
Really?
I forget where I was. We just walked out of some fast food places like 2 years ago, probably. And we see this lady. She's has a baby. She's pushing her in a stroller and just on the sidewalk. And there's trash. She's eight or something. And she just throws it on the sidewalk. And a cop happens to be going on the street. And you hear like, that is not okay or something. And he turns around and you're like, whoop, whoop. And like to a lady in a stroller just littering.
Dude, littering and loitering are two different things.
Same. Well, I'm talking about littering.
The song's called Loitering.
Oh, I thought it was littering.
No.
That's funny. I thought you said littering.
No, it's loitering, which is like if you just like stand on the corner for like hours.
Oh, I thought you said littering.
Like prostitutes. It's loitering.
Oh, no. I have not seen a prostitute. Actually, there's prostitutes by my house.
Your house
our
here?
Old house. My old house. Not
oh,
where
your
I
old house in Sac?
Yeah, the other house in Sac, we were actually, there is this motel if you go across like two streets over and the doors are just open because it's like $50 and there's just girls in the doors just standing there.
That's tight.
No, it's not. But it got shut down eventually.
That's great. Yeah. All right. So loitering/littering is good. Man in the Hat, not that sick. Party on Fifth Ave is fun.
It's all right.
Smile Back is sick and PA Nights is sick.
That's, no, they're not sick. They're all okay.
They're all good.
Whatever. I don't think we're going to agree on this.
Probably not. One of these days. One of these days I'm going to hear you just like bumping all of these songs. That
no,
you,
I'll still listen to them, but I don't think they're sick at all. They didn't grow. I tried them again. They didn't grow on me. I listened to it with headphones. They didn't grow on me. It's not like Best Day Ever or High Life or Kids. Like,
see, I don't think like Best Day Ever and High Life are like, that's sick. I like more songs on this album than I do on
those.
Oh
my god. Well, then you're just stupid.
You're stupid. Those ones, like, he's got too much, like, depressing songs in those.
How? These are all slow, depressing songs talking about his life. The other ones are all, like, party anthems or, like...
No, they're not. Dude, She Said is so slow. What else is there?
Okay,
Ove is so slow. I'll Be There is about his mom and slow. Wear My Hat is about wearing
wake
a
up,
hat and slow.
Wake Up, Best Day Ever, Donald Trump, Snooze. Are you kidding me?
Okay, Down the Rabbit Hole, I'll Be There, Ove, play Your Cards Right, it's actually pretty cool. Life Ain't Easy, Keep Floating, the bonus
sick.
Track.
Oh, that one's
those are all
sick,
slow.
Man. Oh my god. They're sick. They're so much better, and they're better beats. It's better everything.
Are you serious right now? No. No. Oh, man. We see who has the real good music taste here, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've got the better music taste.
Sam Mello.
Jay Mello finally made it to the studio.
Mason just left randomly.
Mason's just like, oh, I'm out. So we replaced him with the new and improved Jay Mello. Do you have a rap for... the Otis beat yet or what? That was 2 weeks ago.
Is there still no stand?
Yeah.
There's still no stand. Just hold it.
Yeah, right.
Just prop it up.
All right. In case you're just tuning in, this is the Blackout. radio.dominican.edu.
Wait. Justin, Best Day Ever or the new Mac Miller album? Which one?
Oh, Best Day Ever by a lot.
Exactly. He's trying to say he's trying to say that this album has more songs he likes than like all the mixtapes put together.
I never said than all of them put together.
You just said that. I quote.
I didn't say
all I'm a loser. I think.
Wow. Kyle's never been too smart.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is coming from the guy that likes Waka Flocka Flame saying he's the best rapper. And it is on.
Yeah.
This is, you think Waka's the best rapper?
No, he's not good at rapping. He's just sweet to listen to.
There's six songs.
He's fun to listen to, but he's not a good rapper. He just like
dude,
goes hard and you want to dance.
Just is from
no,
the
you
want
to lift. That's what you want to do.
His lyrics are from the soul.
Yeah, dude.
All right. So Mac Miller's lyrics are not from the soul. When he's talking about his grandpa who died or saying that his mom was always there
for
him and
stuff.
They're
not from the soul in his new one. What is it? Blue Slide Park is not from the soul.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
That's he's talking. And Frick Park Market
is
from the soul, too.
Song. Maybe he burnt out on songs, so this is just his garbage.
They're not. His leftover songs are on his the I Love Life Thank You mixtape.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really listen to that one.
Oh, then you're missing. Those probably all suck, too.
I'm guessing.
It's not featuring Waka Flocka Flame, so it's obviously
not good.
That would
be sick. Waka Flocka Flame came on concert, or came for a song on Tyler, the Creator's tour, and it's so sick.
Yuck. That sounds terrible.
Yuck.
It
Tyler,
so
the Creator, and Waka awful. Are like the most awkward combo ever.
Because Tyler loves Waka.
I love
it's like
you.
His favorite. It's all he bumps in his car, and it's he comes on. He's like, "Who do you think I got?" Because he had a concert in Atlanta, and that's where Waka's from. And Waka comes on, just pow, pow, pow. It's so sick, and the crowd goes wild. It's just an all white crowd. It's pretty funny.
I feel like that's weird for Tyler the Creator to be an all white crowd.
No, it's mostly like no, because people don't listen to that. Really, it's a lot. It's a huge white crowd.
Well, I mean, like I think that there'd be a lot of white people, but I feel like it'd be like more 50-50.
Well, they're like skaters and all that.
True.
It's who
true.
They publicize to.
Makes sense. Guess I never really thought about that.
No, you didn't.
Shows what I know. All right. So what else do we got? What else do we got? You had some lax news, or should we talk about that?
Actually,
should we take a break? Talk about that in a minute.
We can take a break. Take a break.
Before we take a break, I want to just mention this. Some U.S. surfer, Garrett McNaramura, set the new world record for the biggest wave ride. Now, the previous world record was 77 feet, a 77-foot wave.
It's not that high when you think about it.
All right.
How do they measure that?
Well, they just kind of estimate. But, I mean, like, I don't know. It's somehow official in the surfing world. But
yeah, dude, it looks like a 77, dude. All right, what was?
But he rode like a 94-footer. That's huge. I have a link to the video. All right, Corey Bott could surf that.
Dude,
in
I've
the
seen
sleep.
Reed do 200-footers with his ankle socks on.
Yuck.
Dude, what was up with the conditioning when you were wearing one ankle sock and one mid-calf?
Because I didn't have two long socks, and I don't want to wear my adrenaline socks. They get torn up when I practice with
Amanda
them.
Amanda didn't do the laundry?
Huh?
Oh, God damn it, Amanda.
I just did mine. they tear them up when I wear my ankle brace and cleats, so I'm not going to wear adrenalines unless they're the old ones anymore. And I only had one long sock, so I only need a long sock for my ankle brace, so I just wore it on that side. Because otherwise it cuts up my skin.
It was kind of cool. We're going to head to a quick break.
That was cool.
your one sock swag. I liked it.
Okay,
it secretly.
Stop.
This is the Blackout Special K and J Lit. Justin Mello in the studio. Radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to be your mind. You could be my lady and have my baby and drive my car. Drive me crazy. So wherever you going, baby, you going? Just take me. Cause I'm so taken. If you take it, I'm just saying, baby, I'm just saying. Like a mama, you birthed me. Brooklyn, you nursed me. School me with hard knocks. Better than Berkeley. They said you murked me by the time I was 21. That shit disturbed me, but you never hurt me. Hello, Brooklyn. If we had a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? Brooklyn Carter. When I left you
for Virginia. It didn't offend ya, cause you know I only stepped out to get dinner. And I'm eating so much I bought extra. So much so the dinner's now turned into breakfast. I only Rolexes to hug your road. I love your corners, I'm half your soul. Hello Brooklyn,
how you doing? Where you going? Can I come too? And if I can, I'ma be your man. You could be my lady and have my baby, and drive my cars and drive me crazy. Wherever you're going, baby girl, just take me, cause I'm so taken. If you take it, I'm just saying, baby, I'm just saying. Hello Brooklyn, what's your story? She says she ain't on the run, but she ain't knowing. She says she got a man, but he ain't worried. But baby, I'ma have to ride him like Uri. She said she love me, IG, and she like to pop. And when I say JC, she said it's the rock. Now I'ma leave it like this, like this, like that. Where Brooklyn at?
DJ Effect.
Have seen her, and if she tell you something, you better believe her. She told me she like my New Orleans demeanor. And so I said goodbye, Katrina, and hello, Brooklyn. But baby, you are the sweetest sight eyes can see. I said hello, Brooklyn. But baby, I hope you never say goodbye to me. I said hello, Brooklyn. But baby, you are so damn fine to me. And I remember the time, place, and the weather. On the day you say hi to me, and I say hello,
you crazy.
Brooklyn.
Look how you made me, razor blades in my mouth, walking around behaving. All demented, black hoodies and Timberlanded, always scheming. You see the gleam on the Knicks pendant. Hello, Brooklyn. You bad influence, look what you had me doing. But I ain't mad at you, look at my attitude. It says my life's too real, check out my ice grill. Baby, I'm cold as ice, like I'm from Brownsville. But my best in the style, though while I flatten your bush. Till we smoke a CI, what up to the boy B.I.? You know I handle B.I., I don't have step on the cane. Ask the dress about I, how you going slow? She like it hardcore, so I grind slow. Illin' it out, square more, back in the 9-0. My fine hoe, we got some victims to catch. So in a couple years, baby, I'ma bring you some
DJ next.
Hello, Brooklyn, how you do?
Yeah.
Where you going? Can I come too? And if I can, I'ma be your man. My lady and have my baby and drive my car and drive me crazy. Wherever you're going, baby girl, just take me, cause I'm so taken. If you take it,
and we're back. Special K and J Lit, the Blackout, radio.dominican.edu.
What about me?
And Justin Mello's in the studio today, as always.
Mello.
He's kind of found a home on the radio. He's got a great face for radio, so.
Yeah, we gotta get it streaming like that other show.
Yeah,
I don't get the point. Like, I don't want to see them. Like, that's the whole point of radio.
People want to see me. They don't want to see Hunter or Brock.
Yeah, their shirts were so fun.
We should do shirts off.
We will if you get it streaming. I'll go shirts off.
There's not. I'd do
down.
Anything. Can we?
You'll definitely get millions of views.
Yeah.
With shirts off.
That'd be pretty funny.
Your tan.
If we
Kyle's body.
Yeah.
If we get it streaming, we need to have Mason in here so we can just have ink power the whole time.
No, we should have Mason just in the corner, just shirt off
just,
with his hat.
Just right behind us, right here.
Just looking down.
Or Wheels, when he used to like make his chest like dance
in
our room.
Dancing in the background.
Yeah. He does the booby dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guarantee that'd be famous. We didn't talk about it. We had people dancing all around.
YouTube sensation. Dude.
Yeah.
We already are a YouTube sensation.
Yeah, we are.
Are we on YouTube?
Yeah. I still get people hitting me up on Facebook about that video.
Yeah,
I get so many numbers.
You add them, you freak.
Yeah. They love me.
Yeah, and that girl from like France or something?
She was born in London. She lives on the East Coast. All right.
Still hella far
the
away,
East Coast.
Kyle.
Yeah, how often are you going to go there?
We go there every year for lacrosse.
You going there for lunch? We went there last
year. My brother lives in New York. Like,
have you ever hung out with her?
No.
How long have you been talking to her for?
I haven't talked to her recently,
that's like,
actually.
Bull? That's something.
I haven't talked to her in like a year,
that.
Dude.
That's not a year. Not a year. Say
that's it.
A month. A month. A month. Because when I went on your Facebook to hack, she was in recent messages.
Oh.
Dude.
This is something Cam
people,
would do.
There's people I've never talked to on my recent messages in there. I swear. On the, you know how the new Facebook has the thing where it's like, when you click, like, the chat bar comes up, and it's got, like, the people you talk to most, and then everyone else.
I'm not saying on that thing. I'm saying, like, I clicked your messages to find people to message, and she was there.
I know it. Yeah, she didn't message me back that time. That was at, like, 3 in the morning.
Oh, no. Yeah. All falls in love easy.
Robbie does that sort of thing.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Robbie. Robbie. Oh, no. We
Robbie's busy tonight.
Is he on a date?
He's got a hot date?
He's got a date every night. I'm on my own.
What?
I'm getting good at lax being on my own, so.
How does Robbie have a date every night?
Dude. Same girl. I don't know.
Same girl?
Yeah.
Some new girl?
Yeah, new girl.
Why haven't I heard about this?
I can't believe you haven't heard about this.
Yeah. No, he didn't know about something else earlier. He was totally out of the loop. I forget what it was. There's something at our house today. I forget. You're like, wait, when did this? Oh, it was Robbie too. The girl.
Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I didn't know about. That I just forgotten about.
Okay.
That I remember when it happened. I remember knowing like that happened, but that I only heard about it like once.
I went off on him for that one. Like,
I only heard about it like once, and so I just didn't remember when you mentioned it at first. I was like, what are you talking about?
That was so bad. And then there's a girl from Adams State that. A cheerleader that started talking to him.
Does he still talk to her or no?
No, but she was. They were.
Dude, the Adams State girls in that locker room were just weird. Or in the training room.
The girl that hit up all the guys on our team left. She doesn't go to Adams State anymore.
Really?
Does she not? Damn.
She goes somewhere in Washington, I think.
She didn't hit me up. Trick.
She wait, were you there?
You weren't hurt. Not when you guys were talking about her.
There was a whole. I was hurt. Remember, I got in the Facebook argument with her.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
She was like, if I wanted to add you, we would have. Like, if any of us wanted to talk to you, we would have.
I never even saw her.
Beat girls in the freaking turf city.
I will say
it
one
was all
thing.
You guys that went in the trainer's room, right?
I went in there, but I, like, left. Oh. I got my ankles taped right away and, like, dipped when they were, like, staring at us from across the room.
I'm surprised I didn't get my ankles taped.
See, they were just... What happened was, the reason they didn't add me or talk to me is because they were so intimidated by my good looks.
True.
That they came over to talk after I'd left because they were like, oh, these guys.
So they added Rob?
Yeah, because he's ugly, so they
Rob's
figured he was
easy.
Rob's
a good-looking dude. You see that hair he's growing? He's growing flow.
Is he growing flow?
No, he's going to cut it for Thanksgiving, I bet.
I want to grow mine out for senior year.
His sisters are going to make fun of him, and he's going to freak.
Yeah, and she cuts hair, so she's going to cut it.
Yeah.
One of my good friends just graduated from Paul Mitchell, the like hair beauty school or whatever.
Never
down San Diego.
That's impressive, dude.
Yeah.
That was good education.
It's a great career. There's always demand for stylists.
Super
all right?
Cuts, great clips, sport cuts. The options are endless.
Yeah, dude. No, but like,
it's so awkward, dude, going there, dude.
Hairstylists
the
for like models make so
in
much
this area
money.
The worst.
Dude, I hate going to like great clips because so I never know what I want. I just go like make it short but not too short.
Yeah, it's the same with me.
Like they're like, well, what number? I don't know. I just told you're the professional. I trust you. You work at Super whatever, and they're just like asses about it. I'm like, just cut my hair. I don't care.
See, yeah. It's because you go in there and you say make it short but not too short, so they think they can use the clippers, and that's what the number is. See, I cut my own hair, so I know. As you can tell, it's beautiful.
Look, you want a 4 and 3? You want a 2 and 1 and a 5 and 8? And
yeah, exactly.
I don't get the numbers, dude.
One is the shortest. 6 is the longest.
But
6 is like 3/4 of an inch.
No, I know what they mean.
Yeah.
I have one, but if I wanted numbers, I would do it myself. So I...
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be like, no, I don't want you to...
I
want
to cut with the scissors.
Shave it, yeah. Be like, oh, I want it like between like 2 and 4 inches.
My people
like that,
back home know how to do the mohawk, but...
The mohawk?
That's on temporary break right now. But if we make the tournament, I'm allowed to get a mohawk, swag. So that'll be back.
Dude, if we make the tournament, I'm busting out a mohawk.
Well, kid messed me the other day. He's like, are you guys for sure making the tournament?
Oh, my God.
What?
He's a kid from Santa Barbara. I'm like, what?
It's only 4 teams this year.
Yeah.
In the
whole
nation.
People are hella hyping us up, and we haven't done anything yet.
4 teams in the whole country.
Yeah.
If we go undefeated, we have a slim chance.
If we went undefeated, we still might not get in the tournament.
Because of strength of schedule.
No, we'd make it guaranteed if we won every game.
Unless there's other teams that win every
It depends
game.
On the scores.
If there's teams in legit conferences that go undefeated, then... Because Adelphi is going to be back. Even if we beat Adelphi,
yeah,
they would still go back to the tournament if they won every other game.
It depends on how much we beat them by. If we blow them out, we win by like 5 or 6. And then we won every other game. They would consider us.
Dude, come on. Yeah, Reed. 19th. Stop.
Reed, if we, yeah. I mean,
Kyle. Oh, we're going to break for that.
All right, we're going to go to a quick break since Justin just insulted me. So, this is the Blackout, radio.dominican.edu. I'm Special K. He's Jay Litt. Special guest Justin Mello in the studio today.
Oh, that's special.
Very special.
Freestyle. What is the rap for everyone in the crowd? Mic check. Yeah. That's
all right. This one's called Mic Check.
We stay true to the game and never bring it to shame. We tight like dreadlocks or Red Fox and Ripple. We pass participles and smash the artists in you. The saga continues, this I won't get into, cause there ain't enough bars to hold the drama that we've been through.
Yo, we still the same with a little fame, a little change in the household name, but ain't too much change. We in the game, yo, but not to be vain. I refrain from salt grains to season up my name. We entertain for a mutual gain from close range. Steady aim, my drum at your head to hit the brain. I'm labor ready, roll scholar for the dollar. Work for mines, pay me by the hour.
We're not falling, we take it back to the days of yes, shawling. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
We're not falling, a shot calling. We take it back to the days of yes, shawling. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
That music, that music, new music, that music.
The verbal Herman Munster, the word enhancer, sick of phony mobsters controlling the dance floor. I'm in them dark places, catch you when you stark naked. Your heart races as we poke you for your chart spaces. The tart tastes me bringing these hot styles through. Some of you bum a few cheers from shock value. Word power can plow through acres of cornfields. Paragraphs cut like warm steel, perform ill.
We're not falling, we take it back to the days of yes, yawning. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
We're not falling, a shot calling. We take it back to the days of yes, yawning. We're holding on to what's golden.
Wow.
And we're back.
God, Justin.
Justin always making weird noises.
Sorry, I'm hyper.
Yeah.
We're back. This is the Blackout, radio.dominican.edu.
World famous.
World famous. I'm Special K. He's Jay Litt.
Hi.
Hi. And Justin Mello.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
All right. So what do we got? We were talking about some lacrosse-related things.
Yeah. We're getting a little too carried away on our season. Let's wait on that talk. Season.
Feb 19th, NYIT at home.
Yeah, Kyle's talking about blowing out the defending runner-up.
I was giving a situation.
I convinced Sean, you know, today that we weren't getting the new field anymore and that they're building only tennis courts on that and that they're moving the Marin Tennis Club to there. And then our field might be on, we were driving on 4th and there's this random grass field. And I said, it might be there or they're going to knock out the Marin Tennis Club and put it there. And he was so mad. It was so funny. They were just driving. I was like, hey, you know, I was kidding about this. You serious? That was a really good lie. It was funny because I was like, yeah, we're not getting the field. It's all tennis. It was pretty funny.
Tennis Club would be a sick spot to build a stadium on, though. We could put like a real stadium.
There's no
like
way we could get Marin Tennis Club. It's all rich, like
with lights.
Yeah, seriously. If you're in Marin and you live near us and you complain about places
come at me, bro.
Having lights.
Come at me, bro.
Come at Jim, bro. Yeah.
You Myron? You mad, bro? Speaking of lax, a lot of lax stuff going on in the news.
Lax means lacrosse, if you're wondering.
It's not the best news. So
kind of sad.
There's a little bit of sad news.
We got some good news at the end.
First off, local lax, well, local to our state, Poway and San Diego. I've actually played them before. Couple guys, I guess, on the high school team were messing around. They were doing like lucigens, and one guy had a gun for some reason, and someone got shot, and the other one's in the hot. It was in a coma and passed away, and that's crazy.
That's sad.
Like, I've played them before, like Butler and all that, and it's crazy. Just a high school player just like died like that.
Yeah, it's the commercial for the Above the Influence where the guy's like, oh, of course it's not loaded, you know? Yeah. That's exactly like what I picture. It's like, stay off drugs. Drugs are bad.
Then another guy in Boston College, same thing, or not same thing, like came into his room. They don't know how yet. He was 20 from New York, lax player, dead.
That's our age.
Yeah, that's crazy. Not Mello.
I'm 19, dude.
He's so innocent.
Yeah.
And then
I forget how young you are sometimes.
Yeah. It's December 27th.
I've been 21 for a few years.
I don't get it.
Me neither.
I was just throwing a number out because I'm number 21.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. What else? There's
another thing going on. Oh, yeah.
Some guy got hit by a bus.
Yeah, in Virginia. Virginia lacrosse player. Guy was riding his bike around campus. Another player in a car hit him.
What?
And he's in, like, critical condition.
It was another player?
Champ?
Yeah, same player. They don't know. They didn't release who it was. Oh. That's crazy, huh? Same player on your team hit you?
Dang.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Didn't Sheridan get hit by a car and break his bike?
R.I.P.
I saw Sheridan today talking to Coach.
Right, yeah. He said he had to talk to Coach when I saw him, and it was weird. I didn't know what to say.
Giving his stuff back, probably? Or
maybe. Or
we need a face-off guy.
It could be the credit, because we get credit for lacrosse.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, since he quit halfway through the semester, does he still get that credit for PE?
He made it all through fall ball, though, I think. Through the real fall ball.
Yeah.
I guess. Did he?
I think so.
I don't think he played in that doubleheader at the end. I don't remember.
Oh, he didn't.
He quit like a week or two before that.
Yeah.
The week before that. You're right.
Exactly.
Did you hear about the stuff with Paul Rabil?
I did not.
He's in like the actual like the national papers and stuff. He's starting up the dyslexia stuff. Because he has that.
And, like, does he really?
Yeah, he has like a learning disability and he struggled like all his life. He said he had to study hours, just keep reading. Have you seen the commercials for those pens where you go over the writing and it says what it is?
Yeah, they're for like young kids.
They're mostly like in SkyMall and all that. So he would use that and he went to Hopkins. Like, imagine how hard that'd be with a learning disability.
And he's deaf in an ear.
Yeah.
He's deaf in one of his ears too.
A lot of people in his family have dyslexia and stuff. So crazy. He's starting up this thing at a school.
Like, he's the most interesting man in the world.
The guy in the Dos Equis commercials is actually the most interesting man in the world. Paul Rabil's probably second. He won a trophy for his game face alone, all right? He bowls overhand. Stop. Have you seen the commercials?
Stop.
Yeah.
I do that. I get in trouble bowling. I just throw it. I dent the floor.
Whenever I'd go bowling with my family, we'd go to like Reno over what's it called? The break during the winter that's coming. Winter break. Christmas break. Around Christmas time, we'd go up there.
Are you serious? What'd you call the holiday last week?
I was calling Thanksgiving Christmas and Christmas Thanksgiving, I think.
Yeah.
Was that on the radio?
No, that was just in person.
It was at Szechuan with Katie Brown.
Get Brown.
You went to Szechuan with Katie Brown?
Yeah. Yeah, and Jim Little and Ben Wang. It was a really...
Lucky. Crazy. I went last night. Where were you?
You didn't invite me.
I need a date, too.
Dude, I heard.
Where's that all those people that were supposed to call me when you gave my phone number out?
Call Mello.
Did I end up giving? Did I give it out?
No,
I
don't think
I
did.
Mason did.
I was fifth wheeling last night.
You should have called me. I would have been happy with you. I would have been so happy to go with you. We went that one time.
I should have thought about that. That's an easy victory. Calling you.
Seriously though.
Oh, God. There's so many stuff that happened today, but I can't say it on the Remember with that one person who got mad because I messaged them?
Do I know about it?
Yeah. That's just, yuck. It's rude and immature.
Messaged yuck?
Don't say that. I don't know. We're done.
Anyways, basically the moral of the story is Jim is a rude and immature young man.
That wasn't me, on the internet.
That's not Jim.
So if you're friends with us on Facebook,
all 28 of you,
facebook.com/radioblackout, facebook.com/radioblackout, go there and like us, please. We only have 28, which is really depressing because I know more than you have.
If I could recommend it, my friends would add it, but yeah. you can't do that.
You can't recommend it?
No, like it has to be the person doing the page because I tried to.
What? We only have one more show? We only have one more show.
Well, that went by fast.
So
it's going to be a crazy show. All right,
later, guys. We'll never talk to you again.
It's going to be crazy. So make sure you come like our Facebook so you can see before all this cool stuff.
Before we delete it.
Yeah. Well, moral of the story is I posted the video from the surfer's world record breaking wave ride on there. So unless you're a friend with us, unless you like our Facebook, you'll never see it.
Ever.
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 Even if you search for it.
Mello, how high was the wave?
A link.
What?
How high was the wave, the surfer wave?
Too high.
Too high.
Not you.
So high. High as the moon.
Yeah. So what else can we talk about? Football?
Football.
Football. Football.
We found
Blackout radio.domingan.edu. This is DJ D-Light. special K.
D-Light and K-Flight. That would have been good.
Coming up at 7 is we have Clay Matthews back again. He's coming in to talk again.
What a guy.
Packers won again. He's all excited. Coming back to preach to us.
The Packers are hot.
Yeah.
They're so hot right now.
They were killing it. It was a joke watching them play.
I can't remember the last time I've seen them lose.
The Vikings.
Yeah.
It's been over a year.
How many games in a row is it? Did they lose a late season or was it?
They must have, or ESPN would be talking about it.
Oh. Yeah, I don't. It's been crazy.
But all those playoff games, man, it's been forever.
Yeah, it has.
So anyways.
I just want them to lose a game. Because then I'll root for them in the playoffs. Because no one can go undefeated because the Dolphins are the only team to ever do that. 1972. I wasn't alive, but I know.
And that's the only reason you're a Dolphins fan? Or
Jason gave a speech the other day in class. And he said, was talking about like music. And he was like, in the 1960s or something, he's like, but I wasn't born yet or something. Or, but I don't think I was alive or something. And everyone in class started laughing. And he went, well, that doesn't help.
Jason wasn't alive in the 60s?
Yeah, he said. Everyone started laughing. He was like, come on, man.
I thought he was.
Out of all the things he says, people laughed at that.
Yeah, I love Jason. Yeah. What are you breaking things? Did you, I don't remember what week it was.
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
Did you see
that
on
never happened.
Jay Leno. They trashed Mark Sanchez.
They always do.
He looks like a little boy.
It was there's the video is up on our Facebook.
See, Wildcat lined up as wide receiver.
Yeah, he lined up as Wildcat.
Oh shoot!
And did you see that?
I haven't seen
so
that.
So they're like, if you start out wanting to be a football player and then you play peewees through high school and college, and if you're lucky enough, you go pros. But when you get there, try not to be a little beep. And it's hilarious because right when they show that, Sanchez is lined up at wide receiver and. You can only, it's like zoomed in on him. So right when they hike the ball, the DB like flinches at him like he's going to hit him. Oh. And Sanchez jumps backwards.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. It was hilarious.
Jumps backwards, gets super scared. Like,
well, he's a SoCal kid. It's pretty boy.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, he is.
It's the video is up on the Facebook, facebook.com/radioblackout. Please,
this
please.
Is radio.dominican.edu.
Check it out, just for that, if anything.
J-Lit, Special K, J-Lo.
Please come like us, because I would really not want to end our radio for this semester.
Under 1,000 likes.
With under 1,000. With 28 likes. That's just, it breaks my heart.
Good. You should get that one girl you talked to in London to add like it.
I think she might.
Yeah,
should I check it?
Universal here.
Dude. We have a couple people on the East Coast like it.
What, your brother?
Yeah, and one of my buddies who's from Davis that goes to school out there. But yeah, dude, I don't know if she likes it or not.
No.
Oh, someone from Hawaii likes it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's pretty far.
Islands.
I didn't know they had radio over there.
It's on the internet.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
It's worldwide.
Worldwide. Overseas, worldwide. Folks, who knows?
What else do we have to talk about, Jaylit? You came in here with a whole bunch of stuff you wanted to talk about.
Were we going to talk about Penn State at all, or we don't have enough time?
That took an hour and a half of my class the other day.
I don't know if we have time for that.
You know, see...
You should wait to find out what happens first.
We could Nothing's talk about for sure it, yet. But like, I don't... I feel awkward talking about it, and it's
I
like...
I want to say words I'm not
It's like
to
weird.
Say.
Yeah. It's like too strange.
There's a lot of weird stuff happening too, besides the fact that the whole thing's weird.
Yeah.
But like, Paterno got fired. Okay, that's one thing. But then... Yeah. One of the coaches that saw weird stuff happening in 2002 hasn't been fired yet. He just hasn't been allowed to show up to the games, but he's still
he's
technically
on leave,
a coach.
Right?
Yeah. But he hasn't been fired.
Wide receivers coach?
Yes, yeah. So it's weird, and people are saying different things now.
And no one knows what's up
he's,
till
he
something
happens.
He
denied the whole thing.
It's
going to
all come
it
out. It's going to all come out eventually. It's
just like him.
Really weird.
Whoa. And then that military school, did you see that? They just had the whole sex scandal thing, too.
No way. A military school?
Yeah.
Dang.
Like, I don't know, like, what am I to
do
say?
Do you know anything that happened?
It was something like a guy, was that the military? Where he would watch stuff and have the people come in and tell them. I don't know. That's I don't weird. Want, it feels weird to
Speaking
say.
Of military school, Coach K, graduate of West Point.
Is he?
Broke the record. Yeah, he played basketball at West Point for Coach K, Coach Knight. Just passed up Coach Knight for
What's
career
up,
wins.
Little boy?
903 to 902. But Coach K's got a long time left, I would
He's
assume.
65, something like that.
But he looks young. Yeah. He looks younger than that.
His hair.
It's perfect.
Have you seen the Duke perfect Lacrosse hair. Video where they talk about it?
No, I've seen.
They're around campus. It's like a Duke Lacrosse just walking around, and like he gets out of a bus, their basketball team, and the guy's talking like, "Oh, Coach K, I just want to touch his hair."
That would be amazing to just walk up to Coach K and touch his hair.
What would he do, you think, if he just touched his hair?
He'd probably look at you like you're a freak.
He'd add that scared. To his win count.
I think he'd be scared, like get security or something.
Nah,
he's a man.
He'd pet you back.
That's my idol.
He'd probably
really?
Be pumped
yeah,
I'd on
love
it.
Coach K.
Love him.
I'm gonna pass up his career wins though.
Are you gonna be
but he's gonna be there, so it'll be cool. I'll get to meet him finally.
I don't get it.
I'm gonna break his record when I coach basketball.
Oh. Where at?
I don't know yet. Maybe I'll take his job.
That'd be a nice job to have.
So do you even have to recruit for those schools, or
man, you just say Duke, we want you.
Cause yeah, but I feel like because I know lacrosse, like there's a lot. It's hard to find some people sometimes. So they like literally email you. Is it them emailing you, or they're that good? Everyone just like
it's ESPN making the top 100 recruits and him saying sending a thing to all 100
and saying I want you, you,
and there's
you
gonna
and
be five or six.
I want to go
that he wants there.
Mesa State just got top 100 guy for lacrosse.
No, they didn't.
Top number 21 poll in the country. They just signed him
for next year.
Yeah, he's from Colorado.
But he's no Mason Mooney.
Not too smart then, but okay.
Yeah.
He what? Really? 21?
Yeah, number 21 at ESPN's top 100 or top 50 or top 25 polls. He's 21. He's from Cherry Creek. They're pretty good.
That's weird.
Did he just want to stay in Colorado? Is that he didn't want to go back east or
probably
did he not get recruited or what?
And I read his thing. He said he wanted to stay or wanted to go somewhere where he could play. He put on his thing. So, like, he meant, like, go in and start.
I feel like if you're number 21, you're going to play at least three of those years.
Because I was looking at all the...
As long as you don't be lazy
they've
and
like
sit there.
They've got, like, seven or eight guys committed already. They've got a guy... They've
Why?
Got a,
they're going to have 100 players.
They have, like, two or three guys from Oregon, too. It's weird.
Sweet. I don't want
to... Yeah, but no one likes Oregon.
Exactly.
Definitely not.
Oregon's not that cool. Lots of trees. No people.
Horses
and carriages.
A lot of rain. Pale people.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Jim could be from Oregon. He's kind of got that pale vibe, that weird person vibe, you know, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, guys.
We're going to take a quick break. This is radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to The Blackout. I'm Special K.
Clay Matthews.
Jay Litt. And Justin Mello.
Tim Tebow.
What? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I think I see where it's going with this one, E. Hey, hey. Been around the world, I'm back, yeah, I did that. Still kick raps that cause impact. So where my kids at? And everybody hating, sounding funnier than Sinbad. I'm ill as the pills that they give you when you can laugh. This, that, the other, kiss your mother with that mouth. We the kids that she warned you about. We just storming the house, open doors to a cloud. Got an assortment of style, just be sure to this well. 6:30 in the morning and there still ain't signs of slowing down. Twin sisters getting wasted till they both are down. It's going down, thought I told you, man. If you trying to party, let me see you raise your hand. There's a party on 5th Ave. If you trying to go, I can be there in like 20. I'm a honking and come running, cause we gotta hit the road. We gotta hit the road. Shirt, clean pants, no shoes. Represent you by there, you choose. There's a party on 5th Ave tonight, and that's what I'm trying to do. Hey, what's the difference between me and you? I know I'm believing you. I'm flyer than Beetlejuice.
DJ, enough!
Push till I might eat your food. I party to sleep till noon. What everyday people do. So wait and see me in boots. Give me a week or two. See when you read the news, my f***s all sleeping new. My rhyme talent is wild. My album is fly. Your favorite record, you gon' put it aside. It's that old school, sounding good in the ride. And can I'm only counting to 9. Said it's that old school, sounding good in the ride. So let's head out to the party out there.
There's a party on 5th Ave. If you tryna go, if you tryna go,
I can be there in like 20. I'm a honkin' and come running, cause we gotta hit the road.
We gotta hit the road.
Make sure you got a clean shirt, clean pants, no shoes. What you buy there, you choose. There's a party on 5th Ave tonight, and that's what I'm trying to do. What's going on? There's a party. Hope the neighbors don't mind us getting loud. Homies to the left, all the ladies to the right. We came to get down, we gon' do that now. My light up shoes on, my light up shoes on, my light up shoes on. They love the way my kicks flash. This ain't a time to just sit back, cause there's a party on 5th Ave.
There's a party on 5th Ave.
If you tryna go, I can be there in like 20. I'm a honkin' and come running, cause we gotta hit the road.
We gotta hit the road.
Make sure you got a clean shirt, clean pants, new shoes.
To me it seems you've lost your steam, your steam. It seems you've lost it, demons haunt your thinking. Freedom gone and all exhausted, exhausted. Dreaming dreams of fortune, all your deeds are all impromptu and not in sync with laws and warnings never heeded. Why you blot them marching forth and choosing what to keep and leave consistently. You're falling all or nothing, please I'll tweak it out. I think I'm onto something, now you're beat to pieces. And the pieces and the parts are busted. All your greatest thinking got you sinking in the rotten gutter. Now it's nothing left but everything to gain, no options. So you walk the narrow steps to the domains that have been calling. Soldier, all of the resistance kept you out from what is within. If you follow it, it rises from inside you up and over all in.
Spin, have my life on a search for nothing. I came up with something, it's all again. I found myself by the river and jumped in. It's all or nothing, gotta be all in. Be all in, gotta be all in. Be all in.
No, I went Saturday. I went to lean back.
And we're back.
Oh my God! Look, you just can't.
What?
God.
Hey, there's only a minute left.
Yeah, get out.
Get
of here.
Out.
Yeah. This is the blackout. I'm Special K. This
I'm Stu. What's up?
I'm Jose.
Hola.
Hola.
So we're getting
me
cut short.
Llamo as Josie.
We're getting cut short in our show today because there's a Soul Candy 5.
Clay Matthews is speaking again, so check it. Stay tuned.
Soul Candy 5. Not sure what it is. It sounds interesting, though. That's going to be coming on in like a minute or two. We only have one show left after this.
Yeah. Mellow freestyle right now.
Mellow.
We don't got
no,
time.
No, Mellow's freestyling on our last
Jose,
show.
You freestyle? Jose, come on, come on, just for us.
I heard Coach Webster's freestyling on the last show. He said he was going to call in.
I heard that too.
Is that what he said when we walked out?
He said, yeah, I'll call in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is Webster. Gosh.
Hello? Turn that.
It's the living room.
Hello?
Hello?
And we're out of time.
Hello?
I think they hung up. We're out of time anyways. Last show, not next week. 2 weeks from now, So, do you know what date that would be?
I don't know, but it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
We're going to be doing everything you never even heard before. So, tune in.
November 30th.
We out.
November 30th.
We out.
Stay tuned, radio.dominican.edu. Soul Candy 5.
Swag.
Swag.